part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 68, part one.
68, part one, John.
Of the three-part episode, which we're going to knock down to one part, right?
When? We're going to do that? When are we going to do that?
One big, long two-hour part.
Oh, right.
No.
Where we keep the mics open during the break?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no doubt, John.
Like that's going to happen.
Well, I see a new addition to your basement.
That's right.
The basement studio, the in-home studio.
Right.
There's a new addition.
Yeah, new addition.
Cool it now.
So I know is an electronic. It's an electronic drum set.
Lose control.
Maybe you could give the specifics.
Specifics. It's just an electronic drum set. Exactly.
It's a Roland.
Roland.
It's nice, man. You let me play it.
Or TD3V, something like that.
Are we going to jam in part two?
Sure.
Sweet.
You got any tunes ready?
I only know
one. Line them up. What do you know?
There's only one that I know by heart.
This one?
No.
We were jamming this one the other night, weren't we?
Well, on guitar.
Oh, right.
Or would you want me to play bass? If we
no,
play
whatever.
Bass, I'd know like 120.
Whatever you want. I used to know a lot on guitar, man.
I used to.
There's a big call for you to shred. You should have been practicing your shredding.
I should have been.
Use your daughter's little Daisy guitar and start shredding. You got to practice. You got a practice amp at home, don't you?
I do. It's in storage, though.
Oh, right.
I don't need a practice amp to practice shredding, man.
Whoa. Okay. Sorry, man. All right, well, we're back from another week of whatever, work and crap. And how's your house doing, man?
It's good. I was there today, met with the builder, and we're looking at maybe 6 or 8 weeks left.
Nice.
That is totally out of sight.
I had to talk to the neighbors this weekend.
Because the neighbors are constructing, adding on.
Yeah, they're adding on, and... the Polish guys next door dropped a... Well, first they stepped on one of my decorative spotlights that shoot up and light up the side of my house.
Which is important.
Yeah. And then they dropped a 2x4 from the roof while my wife was washing dishes and scared the shit out of her. Because it was like, bang, bang, bang.
Did she drop any dishes?
No. But she looks at the guy on the roof and he just kind of shrugs his shoulders like, sorry.
What's he going to do?
And then I come home Friday, and their ladders are, like, touching my house. Literally, I'm like, well, why don't you just fucking put a bridge from my house to your house? And they got their ladders in my decorative stones, like in my garden, you know, landscaping. So Saturday, I didn't see anybody there. So Saturday, I went over and said, hey, man, dude. Yeah, I don't mind you guys putting your shit on my property, but you got to ask.
At least.
Yeah, well, according to some, what do you call it, ordinance or building codes, and I found out here where we live, they have to do it here, too. They don't enforce it unless somebody complains, but they're supposed to put a 6-foot barrier up, like a chain link fence around the house.
Uh-huh.
So shit doesn't, like... you know, bounce and hit somebody else's house and screw it up. So I said, you know, please talk to the contractor and tell his guys to be careful because I'm going to be watching. And oh, my God, I'm so sorry. But their shit's almost done, man. So I talked to the contractor myself because I was like, whatever. I go, maybe I should just talk to him. Is he here? And I said, well, while you're at it, why don't you quote on my house?
Nice. Because you got the plans and everything,
yeah,
right?
He says, well, I'll just spin the ladders around as soon as we're done. And I said, well, we'll see how much you come in at. Okay, pal.
That's so, right.
Oh, yeah, and I had the architectural review on Wednesday. That was awesome.
You pass?
Yeah, but here's how it went down. We get there, and we sit down, and I grab, I don't know if you remember when you went.
I remember.
To explain to everybody, I don't know, nobody's probably familiar with this, but you have to go in certain towns, you have to go to visit this architectural review commission, and they make a judgment call. What the heck was that?
That was me, sorry.
Oh. Quit messing with my drums.
It's right in front of me. So, I can't help it.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are
I'll
you
stop.
Playing him?
No.
Are you playing him?
I'm playing him with a pen.
Oh. Anyways, the Architectural Review Commission is just basically they make a judgment call on whether your house fits in the neighborhood, and then they judge your, I don't know what the hell
appearance.
You call it. Appearance, yeah, but the aesthetics of the outside, and it's really stupid what they do. And everybody before us got denied, and we forgot to bring samples the last time because they asked you for material samples. So this time we brought them, but they denied everybody. And one guy got pissed off, and he took it to a higher level. He went to the cops or something. I don't know what he did.
The cops? What are the cops going
to
do?
I don't know who he went to. I couldn't hear it, but I heard one of the architects get pissed off, and the guy who was trying to pass the review, he was an architect himself, and he wanted vinyl siding, and they told him no. And he says, but I just put some up on a house I built a month ago. And they said, sorry, we're not doing that anymore. You got to use this other stuff, more expensive stuff, like hardy board or cedar. So he came back, and he went to his alderman or the mayor or somebody. And one of the architect review guys said, hey, man, you know, you took it to a higher place and everything. So, you know, hey, do whatever you want. You do whatever you want. Apparently, you don't appreciate what we do here. And I take offense to this. So I motion to deny you. So the guy's like, whatever, fine, deny me. So they deny him. They, you know, they put a bad X on his drawings or something.
Wow.
And then the next guy that comes up, he wants to put certain bricks on his house. And the guy says, you know, yeah, those bricks don't match your brick. You know what, though? I know a company called Illinois Brick. Why don't you give me a call? And I'll set you up with some brick that'll match your house.
Holy ass.
So
it's unbelievable.
My architect leans over and goes, you want a lawsuit? There's your lawsuit right there. Find out if that guy works for Illinois Brick. So I'm freaked. Oh, yeah. So we look at the agenda, and my name's not even on it. They sent me a letter, tell me to get there, you know, all this stuff. Agenda, no, nothing on it. So I said to the guy who's running the show, I said, hey, what the hell? We're not on here. Did you get your minutes? Yeah, I did. Here they are. Okay, it says right here, submit revised drawings. You didn't submit any. I said, how can I submit revised drawings when there was no comments? You see all these other people that submitted revised drawings? There's bullet points saying, you need to change this, you need to change that. Do you see anything on here that says I need to change anything? No.
Then shut your pie hole.
So he goes,
and put me on the list.
He goes, I'll be right back. And he runs across the street, goes into an office, comes back with my drawings, writes in red pen on the agenda my name and address, and then hands it to the top guy at the commission there. And I'm like, oh, great. So now they're really going to be fucking with me, right? We walk up there. My architect presents it, says what we're going to do. We're going to do this, this, and this. Second floor addition. And they said, hey, looks like a nice house. Okay, I just need you to make a comment here that you're going to use hardy panel instead of aluminum or some shit like that. And we're done.
Nice.
You're passed. I'm like, what? Okay, cool. So we're good to go.
So when are you starting?
I guess we would. Well, I don't know. I'm still getting
bids.
Bids probably February.
February. Okay.
But that's that. That's yeah. It's kind of boring.
No, it wasn't at all. It was riveting.
I just wanted to give you a chance to underline your notes.
Oh, I've finished that. Actually, I put little bullet points.
That's nice. So what'd you do this weekend, man?
Me?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. We went to the Botanic Gardens today.
Oh, that's nice.
That was cool. And then that was about it. I got a nap yesterday.
Oh, you fucker.
I'm happy about that.
I did sort of, but not really.
And, I was at the in-laws for dinner on Friday. That was nice.
Nice.
Olivetti's. Oh. Got the cappellini with the side of sausage.
Sausage.
Yeah, it's nice.
Out of sight. What the fuck did I do? Oh, yeah, Friday was the wife's birthday. So we had practice Thursday, right?
Our first practice.
Yeah, in Brazilian
3 weeks,
years.
4 weeks
yeah.
since Rick's angioplasty.
Right.
And it
right.
went pretty well. His legs got weak at one point. But
is that normal, Rick? Rick, is that normal? How's your balls? We got to see his bruise. He didn't show us his balls again.
That's because I was there. But if I wasn't there, he would have showed his balls.
He told me I could take a picture of him.
His balls?
Yeah. But they're probably not as cool looking now.
We can touch it up in Photoshop.
We could touch them. I thought you were going to say, I was like, what? Fucking fag.
Yeah, that'd be a good picture. Me cupping his balls.
Yeah.
Are you a Peter Pepper? To give him some perspective.
The fuck you waiting for, bitch? Start sucking.
All right. Well, Friday was the wife's birthday. And I had to come home, like, right after work, right? I said, okay, I will. Well, another person at work resigned, and they came up, like, right at 5 o'clock when I'm trying to leave.
Is this somebody who works for you resigned?
No, he's a vice president.
Oh.
But I've known him for, like, 7 or 8 years. And I'm like, oh, great. So I'm like, he's in front of the door where I can't get out. Yapping on. I don't want to be rude and go, hey, you know what? That's great. Sorry, 7 years? Okay, bye-bye. I got to go.
Why not? Hey, it's my wife's birthday. I got to run.
Because she's going to have another one next year and the year after that.
Call me up. Invite me out. Pay for drinks because you're going to need to network for another job.
Right.
That's what you tell them.
No, I want this guy to possibly hire me.
Well, then you tell him I'll take you out for drinks. But I got to run now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not like that. Okay. Anyway, so, I hung out and listened to his stuff. And, of course, then that German guy, he likes to talk a lot. So he kind of stands right next to him. And both of them are big boys, and they're in front of the door. And I would have to actually throw some elbows to get through. And they're both going on. Finally, I'm like, you know what? I got to go. So I left. Call the wife, tell her I'm on my way. She's pissed because...
How late are you talking here?
Like a half hour.
All right.
So I'm on the way, and she's mad because there's people, Special Ed and his wife, are downtown already at the Cubs game, and they're going to meet us at the Lux Bar. You ever go to the Lux Bar?
Never.
It's kitty corner from Gibson's, one of the greatest steak joints in all of Chicago. But you've never been to the one downtown, have you?
I may have. I go to the one in Rosemont all the time.
Okay. Well, the one downtown is the one where, you know, all the big stars go.
Right.
But the Lux Bar is a real popular place right at kitty corner from there. They have filet mignon sliders.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Cheese? You put cheese on there?
If you want, yeah. Put cheese. They're filet mignon. They're miniature filet mignons.
But how could they slide?
They're modeled after the slider, you know, the White Castle burger.
Which really does slide right through you.
Right. They don't slide, actually. They're quite good. I don't remember them sliding. They kind of bind up into a nice big steak shit When so they're quite good, yeah. Anyway, so she's got a parking pass to park at somebody's house. You know, those big, giant, I don't know if they're townhomes or what, but they're right there in, like, the, not Gold Coast area. What's that area, Russian Division there?
I don't know. Whatever. Russian Division?
Whatever it is. It's really hot area, and there's some really expensive homes there, and she's got a friend, gave us a parking pass, which I said, well, where are we from this place? Because I couldn't remember where the hell it was. She says, oh, 2-3 blocks tops. So we can walk or we cab it? She says, no, we can walk. I said, okay. So we start walking. We get to the fourth block. I said, where is it?
Because you're one block past three blocks.
Yeah, right. I said, where is it? She goes, it's right ahead. It's just past the Esquire. Okay. We pass the Esquire by a block. Okay, just past means how much further? John, it's right up ahead. Okay, now we're at Michigan Avenue, so we're on the fifth block. She turns to me and goes, oh, I went the wrong way.
Oh, okay. You're shitting
we're
me.
Late now. We're really late.
You're shit. How much the wrong way? Like completely the wrong way?
We're getting to that. So we turn around and we walk back two more blocks and we get back to Rush Street. So now we're talking seven blocks. Which way do we turn on Rush? She goes, left. We turn left. I go, okay, where is it? It's right up ahead. You see that sign? It's just kitty corner from Gibson's. Okay. We walk a block, two blocks. Where is it exactly? Up ahead. Now I'm sweating. My back's hurting. So now we're talking block number nine?
Nine or ten,
nine.
Yeah.
Nine, okay. We get to Michigan Avenue the other way, because Michigan kind of slants, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. So I'm like, this is great. You knew where we were going. That's great. So we got there about 7:20. Now it's about 5 minutes to eight.
So you've been walking for 40 minutes.
For about 40 minutes. So she turns around, just walks out into the street. I'm like, what are you doing? And right with that, some bum walks into me. Hey, man, can you help me out? Hey, man. And he puts his hand out like to shake hands. Hey, what's up, brother? And I'm pissed at the wife, you know, right now. And I'm like thinking, I'm going to punch this guy in the face. If he gets any closer. And the wife hails a cab and just gets in, and he helps us with the door. You help me out. I'm like, no, dude, all I got is plastic. That always works, by the way.
Oh, I had a I don't want to break up your story. Go ahead, but I have a bum story.
Okay.
When you're done.
So finally we get to this place, and now it's 8 o'clock, and everybody's done eating. So it's me, the wife... and then we run into the woman who let us park in front of her place and her parents and everything. And I'm all sweaty. I look like shit. I'm pissed off. Oh, hi, John. And they're kissing me. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm not comfortable. We sit down. I have a couple of beers. And it's six of us. And then we have to hurry up and eat. Jump in a cab and then go to Joe's on Weed Street. You know that place?
I've heard of that.
I've been there a couple of times, and nobody knows where to go. But they're like, the cab driver knows. I go, you never, ever get in a fucking cab in the city and say the cab driver knows where to go. Because he knows you don't know where to go, and he'll drive you for a fucking half hour.
Like in fucking Amsterdam. Not fuckers.
And that same shit happened to us in New York, remember?
Yeah.
With the papooch, he kept saying to us, he's going, that guy should have turned back there. Well, don't fucking tell me. I'm not driving the cab, you idiot. Tell him.
The papooch, the idiot savant.
Hey, let's take the subway, all right. Tony, how many tokens do we need? I don't know. How many you want? We don't live here, dummy. We don't know how far we gotta go.
Yeah. All right. So, You're late. You're sweaty.
Late. I'm sweaty.
Beers.
So we get.
You don't even get to eat dinner?
Yeah, I did. I had the three filet mignon sliders. So then we get in the, which cost like $4 each, by the way.
Wow.
They're the same size as the slider you get at White Castle, but with a chunk of filet mignon in between the two buns, but they're $4 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
mm-hmm.
talking $12.
Nice.
For three. But they're good. And so anyway, we hail some cabs, and I tell the girls, you got to tell them exactly where it is. You're going to Weed and Fremont. Act like you know where you're going. And I hand them the map, and they get in the car. So then we get our cab, and Ed and this guy Jerry get in the back seat. I get in the front seat with the cab driver. And I go, hey, Joe's on Weed. Larrabee? No. Joe's 940 Weed Street. 940 Wells? No. 940 Weed, corner of Fremont and Weed. Okay. He starts driving. He's opening up a book and trying to figure out what fucking street I'm talking about while he's driving the car.
Wouldn't he just fucking ask you?
No, apparently not.
A cocksucker.
And it's the south side, so we have to, like, go... We're Russian Division. Then we have to go all the way through the whole projects, and then we finally get there. At least he did this cool thing. There was, like, a little shortcut, and the only way to take the shortcut is to go the wrong way on this one-way street, and he does it.
Nice.
Sweet. Good move. And we finally get there. Well, we go there to see this guy named Jody Rafowell. Have you ever heard of this guy?
Never.
He competed in Have a Nice Gig.
Have a Nice Gig?
I've
never heard
Bon
Jovi. Of that.
Have a nice day! Hey! You know that Bon Jovi tune?
No.
Have a nice day! Yeah, I hate that fucking song. But he competed in that gig and that competition, and he won it for Detroit, so he was able to open up for Bon Jovi. And he's kind of like Joe Cocker / Bon Jovi / Springsteen, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they were opening up for some other band. I can't remember the name of them. And we just hung out and listened to his set, got in our cabs, went back to the cars, and drove home. We were home by, midnight. And I hardly had anything to drink, but the wife... Special Ed and his wife were pretty hammered. You know, we're going to get back on the expressway, and there's Superior, you pass that, and then you get to Ontario, and then you get to 94, right? The wife's telling me I got to turn right at Orleans. I'm like, it's not Orleans. And I go, okay, we're going the right direction here, Superior. And Special Ed's wife says, yeah, that's Superior. Superior. Like, oh, great. The wives are all fucked up. So anyway, we finally get home, and everything was okay then. But then we had to wake up early because we all had to go to the dentist. The whole family of four went to the dentist yesterday.
Oh, I did that.
Did you?
Yeah, I went to the dentist this week.
Did you do the cleaning and all that?
Cleaning, no cavities. You know, yeah. The wife and I go. Well, she goes first, I go second.
Yeah, well, we get in there, and my daughter has some teeth that are baby teeth in the front that haven't come out yet on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And
got to yank them?
Well, they didn't tell her that.
Oh.
And so my wife goes in first, then they call me in. And my son's just hanging out there, and they must have called my daughter in while I was in there. So I'm in there, and instead of my regular dentist, they give me the oral hygienist, you know, that lady.
Sure.
Well, this lady's like Polish or something, and she's asking me questions like, how are your toots? My toots, they're fine.
How are your toots?
they sensitive to cold or hot or heat or anything? No. How is your genital health? I go, excuse me? My what? my bag's fine. What? How's yours? I said, what? She goes, your general health. Oh, general health. It's fine. And then she starts doing her shit with the fucking sticks and stuff. Those steel sticks into your mouth and all that.
Pulling crap.
And poking and she's making these noises like, What? Okay, maybe we have to drill. I don't know. Maybe. Okay. Well, move on. So then she notices, she's asking me what kind of floss I use, and I use one of those attachment types, you know, the U-shaped.
Oh, yeah. Attachment. Little Y-shaped ones, you mean?
Yeah.
Y?
Yeah. And pop them in there and do, and I'm done. And she told me not to do that because I've been cutting my gums, and I didn't notice. And she says, you have to wrap the floss around. You're not getting in there good enough. Well, she had me in there for a good fucking 45 minutes, man. And she had that, it's not a drill, but it's like a vibrating tool with water. Mm-hmm. And the shit's spraying on my glasses, and there's blood flying everywhere. And she's like the fucking queen of torture. And while I'm going in there, I start hearing my daughter, ah! And she goes, is that one of yours? I said, yeah, it sounds like my daughter. What the hell's going on? I thought she was just coming in for a checkup, you know? And she's freaking out. Well, I guess they did pull her teeth.
Mm.
So I toughened up, man. I was like, well, she can take it. No, I know they didn't give her any Novocaine or anything. So she can take it. I can take it. Well, this lady was digging and she was going all the way down into the bone. And, oh, it was fucking killing me.
She was just cleaning your teeth?
Just cleaning my teeth, but she was doing the root scaling where they go under the gum. And they scrape it and do all the shit. And my toes are curling, tears are coming out of my eyes, and I'm sweating. And my daughter gets done before me. My whole family gets done before me. And they bring my daughter in to see me. You know, see, look at your dad. And blood's like dripping out of my mouth. And she's like, oh my God, what are they doing to dad? So when we got done with that, I had to take a nap. And I couldn't nap because my fucking jaw was killing me. Because the woman she's a really strong woman. And she's like holding my mouth open. And she stretched my lips so much they like cracked on the sides, you know? And I could tell it hurt. She must have split them because today I was eating hot wings and it was hurting.
Oh, yeah. You get the hot sauce in there.
Man!
I got the greatest dentist in the history of the world, John.
Yeah,
he does the same thing, but there's relatively no pain whatsoever, and he's tender, he's gentle.
That's
he's
a
delicate.
Dentist. It's different with the oral hygienist.
Well, then say, hey, I'm not having a oral. I'm not having an oral hygienist work on my mouth. Get the dentist in here.
I ain't doing that.
They charge
again.
You the same, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's in there practicing dentistry on you, John. Yeah.
Oh well, then the dentist does come in, and she wants to tool around in your mouth too. And we talk about the floss. And she's like, why don't you use the regular floss again? I go, look, I got fucking sausage fingers, right? And I got to stick them in my mouth. And I can't get all the way in the back with these big fat thumbs of mine. And she says, yes, you can. Here's how you do. And she wraps them around my fingers until they start turning blue, you know? And then she's like, you do like this. You try. Okay, take it to mirror. And you try.
Take it to mirror.
So I'm doing it. She goes, see, you have big mouth. You have big mouth. You can fit fat fingers in your mouth. It's okay.
And your genital health seems to be
genital health.
Well, too.
It was a weekend from hell. So I tried to take a nap. And I was, finally, the whatever, Advil was kicking in. I'm starting to doze off. The phone goes off right next to my head. The wife or somebody must have put the phone right next to me. And it's
whose phone? Your phone?
No, the house phone. the cordless house phone. And it's, I don't know who it is. I just don't answer. I'm like, what the fuck? Well, I remembered there's a block party going on a block down, which we weren't invited to come back and play at.
All right.
Which we played at 2 years ago. And
maybe they knew about Rick's condition.
And yeah, and we were invited to play again, and the wife and special ed's wife weren't invited to help plan it. And I'll tell you what, the year that we played, it was, everybody said it was one of the best block parties they had.
Well, wait a minute. We weren't invited. They weren't invited because of us, or we weren't invited because of them? You know what I'm saying, John?
I don't know, but good question. No, I think part of the problem was, what was part of the problem? Part of the problem was that I think my wife and special ed's wife was bitching at the ladies, some of the ladies, because they complained about a lot of stuff, and they said, hey, look, you never come to the meetings and you just bitch about everything all the time. If you want something changed, you come to the meeting. Otherwise, quit bitching about it. Well, after they said that, they were never invited back. So
who said that was said to your wife and special ed's wife, or your wife and special ed's wife said that to somebody else?
They said that to a bunch of other party planners,
right.
And it was this exact same thing as last year. Okay, let's see the one guy shoot off his potato cannon and, you know, let's shoot water balloons in the air and have the kids catch them. And we got volleyball, and then we got these piggyback races, and oh, here's the wine tasting, and, you know, it was all right, I guess.
Yeah. All right.
It was better when we jammed. And the time before that, when Kangaroo Court played in my driveway, that was kick-ass. And the cops came 3 times.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was with the old bass player.
Yeah. So, and then today everybody was totally hungover. The kids, crabby. My son had a football game.
How'd he do?
He was brutal. Coach is yelling, come on, run, hustle. He's like, fuck you. I ain't doing shit. He just walked his way out there. Yeah. And I got on his case after the game. Hey, dude, what's the problem? Look, Dad, I'm tired, all right? Last night it was late night, all right? I'm like, okay.
He's not going to make it in athletics, man, because that's what the pros do. They go out late at night.
Yeah.
They hang out all night.
Yeah.
They come in and perform.
Yeah. Well, he's one of those kids that if he's not in every play, he gets really distracted real quick. So if he's got, you know, with football, if the defense is always out there and you're on offense, you know, and that's what he was today mainly. He was like right tackle. So he was next to the center, and he was, you know, was hardly out there because we played against the best team in all of our town, and they intercepted like 3 times, and, you know, the defense was out there all day. So he was totally distracted, and when it was finally, oh, it's my turn, all right, here, okay, fine. He was done playing with the grass, you know.
Well, that's out of sight.
Yeah.
Out of sight. What does he play on offense?
Just wait, man. I just told you, right tackle.
Right tackle.
He's on the line. He's blocking. He plays center, too. He's one of the bigger boys. So, yeah, that was the weekend.
I had a bum story. The wife and I had to go to the tile store to finalize a tile order, you know, like for the bathroom floors and stuff.
Right.
And I'm trying to keep the kids under control, and I'm letting the wife take care of it. And then finally I'm like, okay, I got to get the kids out of the store. So I'm loading them up in the truck, and my son's giving me a hard time. And some guy comes out of nowhere, and I'm in downtown Chicago. Not downtown, but in Chicago.
Yeah.
Hey, man, hey, can you help me get to Elgin, man? I'm like, hey, can't you see I'm busy here? Oh, well, you know, man, I just need, like, hey, can't you see I got shit going on? Get the fuck away from me. And he took off. And then, so I'm like, yeah, Emma, you don't have to repeat any of that stuff that you just heard.
Oh, no, you said that.
Did you hear Daddy talk to that gentleman? Yeah.
You didn't say fuck off. That's not nice to bums.
Oh, I did. I don't know if he was a bum or just some guy down on his luck, but I just did not have time for this shit. I gave him the warning. I'm like, hey, I'm busy here. And he just kept at it. So what am I going to do? Spend 10 minutes talking to this idiot and then tell him I have...
and then fuck off.
Tell him I have plastic. Hey, I only have plastic.
That's what I say, man. It works every time.
I tell
sorry,
him
dude.
To fuck
all
off.
I got is plastic. Cuts and they it short, walk right away. They,
right. Fuck off works the same way.
Yeah. So then he pulls the fucking shiv out and shakes you down.
Well, then the lovely wife comes out and Emma tells the story. And
Dad
like,
said, fuck off!
But the wife was turned on by it.
Yeah. Wow. My hero.
No doubt.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, man. So we have some new names. Somebody had some new names for us. I forget who.
New names. I think it was Air Out My Shorts.
Was it?
Yeah, but I think I said that a long time ago. I said Scott Christ and John Jesus.
Jesus and Scott H. Christ. That's right.
Or maybe I said it the other way around. There's a fine line between stupidity and genius. John. Maybe I said John Christ and Scott Jesus. You see how that works?
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, should I read our two comments?
Oh, no doubt. I'm looking forward to this. My favorite part of the show.
All right. Well, we got a comment from Joe Beaver. He signed up as on MySpace. He's a friend now. He wrote, hey, guys, did you hear that hell is slowly and messily making its way to Earth? It's enough to make Steve Irwin's ghost yell, crikey. Let's see. It says, you know how if you stick your fingers down your throat far enough, you puke? Well, it turns out the same thing happens with Mother Nature. And apparently he took a story from this blog, Fireflies in the Cloud, Blogging the Meat Realm. Anyways, he says, he continues on, keep up the good work, you wonderful wannabe septic fuck-ups. God bless you, I am the Lord. Which I think he shouldn't say that. But anyways, the story he talks about is this Australian energy company in Indonesia was digging for some natural gas, and they accidentally drilled into hell itself, and there's been this toxic mud bubbling out of it, and it's covering so far 10 square miles. In
Australia?
No, in Indonesia. It's an Australian company that did it.
Oh.
And it's bubbling. This ass-smelling toxic mud is gurgling out of the earth. Like somebody stuck their fingers down Mother Nature's throat and it's puking.
And her ass.
Right. Right, Scott.
Right.
That's funny, Scott. And this one here says, Rick lives. Rick in two shows on the bounce? It's got to be a new record. However, I don't trust that Dr. George character. You sure he's suitably qualified? I'd ask to see his credentials next time he's in the studio. It's from Stephen C. He put ATB, Stephen C. What does that mean?
ATB. I don't know. I have no idea. But he's right about that, Dr. George. He's a quack.
You think so?
Yeah, he doesn't listen to our show, does he, Dr. George?
No.
Yeah, that guy's a quack. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's been in the hospital more times than a doctor has, man. Anyway, we got this from this guy says, UK tour. Hi, John. Isn't it about time you guys fix some dates over here? Let me know where and when, and I'll bring a fucking posse. Cheers, fat boy. So, yeah, I was talking to the wife. The wife wants me to use, like, Travelocity.com or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, one of those fucking things. Because her parents got an awesome rate, and she wanted to know if we want to set up a date. So I guess I got the green light. I don't know about you.
Oh, I got the green light, but my wife's coming with.
All right, well, then I guess I'm not going.
Why not?
I thought this was a band thing, man.
It is a band thing. What, I can't have a groupie come
no,
with me?
No, have a good time, man.
Oh, all right, I'll let her know tonight.
This is a guy-only thing, I thought.
I didn't know that. I'm just hearing that now.
I thought it was a band thing.
Is it a guy-only thing or a band thing?
A band thing would be three guys in a band.
And a groupie. You can't have a groupie?
No, you never said that before.
What do you mean I never said that before?
Well, have fun, dude.
Okay, so apparently it's a guy-only thing.
It's a band thing.
Which is a guy-only thing.
Well, why wouldn't it be? How many people are in the band?
Three.
What are their names?
There's Rick, John, and Scott.
Are there any women in the band?
No.
Any wives?
No.
Okay.
All right, then. Point
she
taken.
She could come when we bring all the wives with.
Right.
For the big Amsterdam trip.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No, that she's going to be ecstatic.
For what?
It's going to be great.
Okay. Okay, on to whatever else.
So anyway, did you listen to Air Out My Shorts, the latest one?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the latest one anymore. I think they might have put another one out.
Yes.
But Poet, one of our listeners.
Right.
Poet had one of his pieces of literature read on Air Out My Shorts. And it was outstanding. Now, before that, Flem Livet, one of our listeners, made it on Punky, and now Poet makes it on Air Out My Shorts. Our listeners are taking over the podcast world, John.
No doubt.
Taking over the world.
Taking it over. I agree, yeah.
And then the thing with the forum, I've about had it with the forum. Well, I spend more of my time on the forum deleting spam user accounts. I wonder if there's some sort of a something that can help me with this, because I can't even post anymore. Because I log into the forum, and it pisses me off to no end that some a-hole put a spam account in there.
Yeah.
Well, later use or whatever.
There's got to be another way to get people, logged in and verify their ID. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't have the spammers. Because it's like a bot or something. A bot.
Yeah, I'll check it out. There's got to be some sort of
something
that can, because it's like two or three a day. I got to delete. Yeah. And then the administrative user faces for shit. And just to find these a-holes in our massive user database.
I'd be more than happy to help out, but my administrative, I have nothing. No administrative access at all. No privileges.
All right, I'll give you the administrative account.
You've told me that like six times.
No, I'll give you the actual account.
No, I don't want the whole account, man.
Why not?
Because then I have to do all of it.
No, we can share it.
Can share it?
Yes, all we right. share it. It's share not like you it. Have it and then I can't use it anymore.
I might change the password.
Well, then you'd let me know, right?
All right, yeah, I'll let you know. Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, let's take it to part two, man.
All right.
Because I got a fart.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.